Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This year was the first tax filing year under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and we have heard from some people who were pleasantly surprised at their outcomes, as well as some who were shocked over checks they had to write to the IRS. And that's why our next guest says that it might be a good idea to do some tax planning now while that most recent return is still fresh in your mind. Melissa Bain is a certified financial planner with the Greenville, South Carolina office of Greenwood Capital, where she joins us from now. Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me on today.
Did you run across some clients, too, that were on both sides of the fence for their tax return this year?
Absolutely. It was kind of a mixed bag this year. The impact of the tax reform varied greatly from one taxpayer to the next, depending on their personal situation.
Well, let's walk through how you would recommend that people start planning now.
Sure. One of the most beneficial changes that it's actually been in effect for a while, but with the standard deduction being raised so dramatically this year for single and married filing joint taxpayers, making qualified charitable donations from your required minimum distribution from your IRA makes a lot of sense. Say you have a married couple over the age of 65. Their standard deduction is now the base $24,000 plus another $1,300 each. So the standard deduction for that couple would be $26,600. So they have to be above and beyond that point before they would get any tax benefit for making a charitable donation. And since most folks in that age range no longer have a mortgage, so they don't have mortgage interest, it's difficult to get the medical deduction because of the threshold of 7.5% of your AGI, and with the tax deduction being limited to $10,000, many folks who make charitable donations are not getting any tax benefit from doing so unless they do it from their qualified charitable donation from their required minimum. Make a donation directly from your required minimum, you're able to subtract that amount from taxable ordinary income that you show on the front page of your tax return.
Sort of a backdoor way of getting that money to the charity, but still being able to lower your income.
Absolutely. And the lower that you can keep your total income, that can also affect things such as the taxable portion of your Social Security. If you are getting a medical deduction, keeping that income as low as possible can help with that. And it might even help you avoid some net investment income tax as well.
All right. What are a few more things on your list?
I think it's always a good idea to check if for working folks, if your employer offers a retirement plan, to make sure you're fully funding all of those plans. Usually the amount that you can contribute each year goes up slightly. And I've even run across some clients who were not aware that their employer offers multiple plans. So while they were maximizing one plan, they may not have been contributing anything to other plans. Also, if you have a health savings account available to you, check to make sure you're funding those. You may want to consider donating appreciated stocks to avoid capital gains tax on those and make charitables that way if you are not going to get the benefit from itemizing. Plus, avoid possible underpayment penalties by increasing your tax withholdings and or making estimated tax payments. Also, if you're at a point in life where you have to pull money out of accounts to supplement your cash flow, be sure you talk with your tax preparer about the best place to pull money from to be tax efficient in that.
Well, Melissa, great information. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Melissa Bain is a certified financial planner with the Greenville office of Greenwood Capital. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through our social media network and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.